You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The first of four people charged in connection to a Burnett County drug bust in December has been sentenced. According to court documents, 49-year-old Christopher Merrill was sentenced at a hearing on Monday in relation to the drug bust that uncovered methamphetamine, marijuana, and various drug paraphernalia. Merrill also had other outstanding warrants at the time of his arrest. 33-year-old Jacqueline Duncan, 41-year-old Lisa Anderson, and 47-year-old Ronald Anderson, all of Webster, were also criminally charged in relation to the drug bust. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking community input on a planned bridge rehabilitation project in Ashland County. According to a press release, the proposed project would see construction work on Highway 2 over Bear Trap Creek in Sanborn beginning in 2028. The nearly 50-year-old bridge would see asphalt and concrete replacements, surface repairs to the bridge railing, and a replacement of the guardrail. The highway would remain open during construction with one lane controlled by temporary traffic signals. A fourth candidate has officially entered the race to head up the Wisconsin Democratic Party. On Thursday, Joe Zepecki announced he would join Devin Remicker, Brian Kennedy, and William Garcia in the race to replace Ben Wickler as chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Wickler announced he would not be running for re-election last week in the wake of Judge Susan Crawford's recent victory in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. The new state Democratic Party chair will be elected at the Wis Dems convention in Wisconsin Dells this June. The Rice Lake City Council elected their new president at their Tuesday meeting this week. In addition to welcoming four new members, the council voted for James Resack to take over the position as city council president for the next year. The council voted unanimously to approve the appointment, with Resack abstaining from the vote. Resack is the former chief of the Rice Lake Fire Department and has been on the council since 2022. The city council also voted to approve Mayor Harlan Dodge's recommendations for committee appointments. The Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing safe driving tips in honor of National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. According to a press release, texting and driving specifically has become a larger issue over recent years. The Wisconsin State Patrol recommends that residents put their phones on Do Not Disturb mode when they're behind the wheel. If drivers do need to send a text in an emergency situation and can't wait until they arrive at their destination, they should pull over to a safe location or ask a passenger to send the text for them if possible. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has launched a new tool aimed at helping fishing enthusiasts access information and resources. The Wisconsin Fishing Finder is an online tool seeking to give anglers all the information they need to enjoy one of the state's favorite pastimes. It can provide anglers with fishing and boat launch locations and share information on things like regulations for lakes and trout streams. It can also provide information on specific habitats and improvement projects, as well as tracking the spread of invasive species. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Barron on Wednesday to speak with local officials on challenges facing the area. During a tour of a reconstructed downtown corridor, local officials identified access to childcare as a significant problem in the area. The tour came 2 days after the Rice Lake Board of Education voted to approve the construction of a childcare facility at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire-Barron County campus. Governor Evers is also seeking nearly $500 million in funding for childcare in his budget proposal. A Duluth man was arrested this week after a routine traffic stop allegedly led to the recovery of over 15 pounds of drugs. According to the Duluth Police Department, officers pulled over a 63-year-old suspect for a traffic stop and say they discovered nearly 140 grams of methamphetamine and 40 grams of cocaine. On Tuesday morning, law enforcement authorities executed a search warrant at the suspect's home in the East Hillside neighborhood, allegedly recovering an additional 62 grams of cocaine and different types of ammunition. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced an amendment aimed at enshrining a commitment to environmental conservation in the state constitution. The Green Amendment has been introduced in the past, but on Wednesday, state Democrats announced they're taking another crack at it. The amendment would make it a constitutional right for residents to have access to clean water and air, as well as a stable climate and healthy environment. Three other states already have a Green Amendment, and a handful of other states are still considering one. The Republican Party of Wisconsin introduced a new process for replacing local party officials earlier this week. The new rules were approved by the state Republican Party's executive committee on Sunday in an attempt to cut down on what they call egregious behavior and infighting between state party leadership and local officials and organizers. The new code of conduct requires local, regional, and state party members to treat other party officials with respect, support candidates endorsed by the party, and prohibits harassment of other party members. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Is it game time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, there's lots of new material hitting the big screen. Ryan Coogler's Sinners, starring Michael B. Jordan, who plays twin brothers, is pulling a near 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The horror thriller follows the twin brothers as they move back to their hometown and start over, but find that evil awaits. Opening in limited release is David Cronenberg's The Shrouds, a horror drama where a widower businessman creates a device that can contact the dead. If you're in the mood for an offbeat rom-com that is LGBTQ+ friendly, check out The Wedding Banquet. It is pulling a certified fresh rating of 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, there is Sneaks, a comedy family adventure about a misplaced designer sneaker who is taken out of the confines of his luxurious shoebox and is thrust into the world of less desirable shoes, hoping to find his soulmate. No reviews on this one yet. I mean, it's a movie about a shoe. Let's lace them up and go to the movies. After going into space, thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gail King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. Nate Bargatze's star continues to rise. The comedian is selling out theaters and has multiple TV and film projects in the pipeline. As it turns out, he wasn't busy enough, so he will host the 77th Emmy Awards broadcast. Bargatze calls the gig a huge honor to host such an iconic awards show and added that he is beyond excited to work with CBS to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world. Huh. You might not have heard Amanda Bynes' name in a while, but the former child star is excited to announce that she is now on OnlyFans. That's right, the What a Girl Wants star says fans can interact with her for just $50 a month. But hold on, perverts, there is a catch. Bynes says she will not offer any racy content. I know what you're thinking. I already pay OnlyFans thousands of dollars a month to watch attractive women bake cookies and read scripture. Good luck, Amanda. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few off and on sprinkles today. It'll be mostly cloudy and cooler. Our high in the mid to upper 50s today. Tonight down to 36. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 54. Easter Sunday's looking good with a chance of some showers late Easter Sunday into the evening. Our high again in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.